especially one that wasn't going anywhere. He took his time walking to the podium, giving more people a longer chance to stare. Come one and all, see the geek eat live chickens. When he arrived at the podium, Peter turned to face the sea of mourners riding the waves of grief and anger. Many faces held the stare of frozen hatred he'd seen earlier, as frosty and uninviting as the storm outside. Some lit up like they were seeing him for the first time, like they just realized he was somebody, not just the whisper they'd been hearing for the last hour and a half. "My name is Peter Toombs," he heard a small gasp after saying his name. "I met Diana back when we were in high school. This was years before many of you met her. All of you know how special she is, otherwise you wouldn't be here. Some of you know that our relationship ended poorly. All that is over. But I never stopped caring about her. Thank you, Aaron, for making her happy during your time together. I can't imagine you heard anything good about me, but I only heard good of you. Thank you, David, for making me feel welcome. Do you think if any of these people knew who I was before now, they'd have treated me differently? Perhaps. Thank you to those who made Diana so beautiful today. I'm glad I got to see her in her wedding dress. You may not believe it, but I love Diana. I still do. I can't change what happened between us, and I can't bring her back. God knows I wish I could." Peter started crying again, as did many of the attendees. He vacated the podium, walking before all those eyes again, when a little girl popped out in front of him. She wrapped her arms around his legs, peering up into his tear-filled eyes. Her large blue eyes reminded Peter too much of Diana's brown eyes.
"Don't worry, Mr. Toombs," she said. "She'll come back for you.